The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My mom is officially done with radiation.
Oh, what a blessing.
I know. I feel happy about it. Thank you so much, Aunt. I appreciate that. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I got a physical smile when I said it, like right before I was about to speak those words, because I've been waiting to say that for a very, very long time. My mother has been suffering for over 3 years now. For the first year and a half, they had no idea she had cancer. And so this has been quite the journey for her.
It's been a process.
For my dad, who has been her number one caretaker. This man is an angel on earth. I mean it.
He's doing an amazing job.
And so last week, you know, was her final radiation treatment. But unfortunately, because of all the antibiotics and the radiation, her immune system is just beat up. So she did get a fever. She started shaking uncontrollably. She was at the hospital, though, so they admitted her because they want to watch her. She's on a really strong antibiotic right now. They just want to make sure everything's okay. The thing is, now that the radiation is over, now the healing journey.
The recovery starts.
The recovery, yes. The hard part. Well, she still got reconstructive surgery and a couple other surgeries, but that was the hardest part. And we're so blessed that she didn't have any major side effects from the radiation.
I would say she was definitely very, very tired.
Tired, but she didn't lose her hair.
No, she didn't lose her hair.
She didn't get any sores anywhere in her body or in her mouth because the radiation was in her mouth and around her jaw. We're just so blessed that we've got the care for her, and that my dad loves her like he does, because I can't imagine caring for someone the way he does. That is his life, morning, noon, and night.
That's all he does.
He feeds her because she can't eat. She has a tracheostomy. He feeds her before he feeds himself. So I just want to tell him how much I love him and how much I love her. You know, I'm just so happy. Now we can begin to heal as a family. Thanks for all the prayers and support. The amount of people that message me to ask me about my mom, it means the world to me, but it means even more to her. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, Mom, everybody's praying for you and sending positive messages.
And everybody at MD Anderson knows that Dana Cortez Show now, because she tells
everyone. Oh, she tells everybody. She could be in a medical emergency, and she'll like write on her phone, you know, my daughter.
You should listen to her every morning.
Wake up with her every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. I'm like, Mom, you need to get better. No, mija, okay, whatever, Mom. You do you. So thank you to MD Anderson, and thank you all for all your prayers. Thank you. Now the journey of healing begins. So what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Disc Jockey Day.
Hey, that's us.
DJ Day, yo.
Riding the record. That's where that comes from. I just made that up because it sounded good.
Technically, are you two really DJs, though? I feel like you're on-air personalities, whereas I am a real DJ.
Today's sake, yes. I would say, given that we're celebrating the great Alan Freed and him playing the records on a rock and roll radio station.
On the radio. I don't play the records
anymore, though.
You play records. We listen to the records we're streaming right now. So, yes, we're DJs. All right, what else do we have?
And we also have National Cheese Lovers Day.
I got a new cheese wave at the house.
A new cheese, huh?
It's called Gouda.
Gouda.
Yeah, we had this airport sandwich, which sounds kind of gross, but it was just turkey and Gouda. Oh my gosh, it was so good. So now I've been buying it for the Casa House, and Otto's like, make me one of those turkey and Gouda sandwiches. Gouda cheese is so good. It's the one with the wax. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like the red wax.
Yeah.
Speaking of sandwiches, did you see that ham got made a type 1 carcinogen?
Huh? Do you know who's running the HHS?
It's only deli ham, not like ham that you make.
I don't care. My nanny ate ham her whole life. She's 90-something years old. And she, no, exercise, eat less than, you know, your caloric intake is supposed to make you eat, and you'll be okay. I promise you. Cavemen used to eat natural. They died at 30. I'm good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Want to be married forever? What if I told you we have somebody on the radio right now who's been married so long? I don't know that I've met anybody who's been married longer, and she is going to give us the keys, Miss Rosa. Otto, I think we need to pay attention to her, okay?
Obviously. She obviously knows what she's doing.
She does. And Rosa, how many years have you been married?
I've been married for 44 years.
What?
To the same man.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
two adult children, and I say two adult children because they're still children, and one grandson.
They'll always be your babies, Rosa. They'll always be your babies.
Always. But no, we met, and a year later, he lived in a different city than me, and we actually met in a, like, we met in a third city. We met in Mexico. He lives here. He lives here in Houston, and I lived far, far away, but then I had just moved to Texas. I lived in the Valley.
Okay.
But we met in Mexico, and literally a year after, we spoke and spoke and spoke, and we talked about everything and anything that could be, and then he moved to the Valley for like 3 months because he wanted to be sure that I was that person.
Right.
And we didn't live together. He rented an apartment. And literally after he moved there, 2 months later, we got engaged and started our classes because we're Catholic.
Right.
And the father that married us was just totally impressed. He said, well, what can we talk about? You guys have talked about everything. Because everything he was telling us, oh, you need to understand this. Yes, we've already talked. And we were young. I was 23.
And my goodness, 44 years later, it worked out. Do you think when he was there, the moment he lived in your town, did you know then, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this man?
I did not.
Oh, you still had your doubts. So thankfully he moved there. And you figured it out. Yeah.
It wasn't that I didn't have doubts. It was that to me, and this is just in the back of my mind, you don't know this person. You have no idea what life is going to throw at you. But you have to take a chance. You have to take a chance at life. Yeah. And being Mexican, I was brought up with very, very old-fashioned morals.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm up there. My age is up there. I mean, I retired and went back to work.
But you're right. There's a very traditional aspect to our culture, no matter what. You know, independent as I am, as much as a feminist as I am, I still enjoy, and I know this may sound crazy to some people, but I still enjoy doing things for Otto, my husband. I find joy in it. I find joy in cooking for him. I find joy in doing things for him. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is a part of our culture. And there's nothing wrong with, that. That's part of being a feminist. I do it because I want to do it.
We have evolved. We have evolved quite a bit. And we've had our ups and downs. But I honestly believe that that piece of paper, that marriage license, it keeps a lot of couples together because it's not as easy as when you're just living together and you just throw in the towel and walk away. And you're like, you take your stuff and I take mine. Mm-hmm. And this is what I tell my kids because my son was in a relationship for 5-6 years that created my grandson. Oh. And I, you know, I thank God every day for it, but then they walked away and that hurts. That hurts tremendously because I almost feel like if that commitment that, and I could be called my opinion only.
Right.
I don't want no judging on any part, but if you had that document there, maybe it wasn't as easy to walk away. You could possibly try to work it out because it's all about communication and respecting one another. Respect is such a big deal in marriage.
Rosanne, you're right, because if you do have that, you have to end up splitting assets and doing all these things.
Yes.
And ultimately, of course, you can be good parents. You can always be a good parent not being together. But ultimately, the goal is to raise the child together. That's what everybody wants. I'm not saying that's the only way. I didn't have my father. Yes. I don't know my father. I'm not saying that. We were still a family. What I'm saying, though, is that it's better for the child to have both parents present. That's just an honest, factual statement, as long as both parents are good people, obviously.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Have that father figure. Have a father figure. Yes.
A father and a good mother figure, both in the same household. Rosa, thank you for sharing your story. I feel like you just gave us some keys, you know, to a long-term relationship, because so many people end up quitting quickly.
Respect, communication, talk to one another honestly. That you cannot go wrong.
Do you still date your husband? Do you guys still go out and stuff?
Yeah, not as often, but yes, we sure do. Of course, we take really nice vacations now.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm looking forward to that part of my life.
That's grown-up talk right there.
Yes, we take very nice vacations now for 2 weeks at a time.
What's your husband's name?
He has a very different name. He's very, very traditional Mexican because he is from Mexico. His name is Jesus Maximiliano.
Jesus Maximiliano.
I know a couple Jesus Maximilianos.
I thought she just didn't want to reveal this catch that she got.
She's like, you don't need to know who my husband is.
he's a wonderful catch. I could not have asked for a better man.
Oh, love
and it. Yeah, wonderful provider, wonderful man. I mean, I could have never asked. God was on my side.
Oh, I'm in love with him.
I know. We all want to meet Mr. Maximiliano.
I have a feeling Rosa was a great catch herself, though.
I think so, too, Rosa. He's lucky.
We
He's lucky.
We had balanced life. life for 44 years now. This December will be 44 years.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary. And thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
We love you. Call back anytime. Thank you so much.
We love you guys. I love to listen to you guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Woo!
Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you. Tell a friend. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
I will. Bye.
I think we should have a challenge. Who's been married longer than 44 years?
Ooh.
Even if it's not you, maybe your parents or your grandparents. And then let's make this a whole topic another day. I really think so, because anybody who's been married more than four decades can offer some sound advice for the rest of us.
Yes, they can.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you split with your ex and you have stepkids, are you entitled to see the kids? Do you still have a relationship with the ex's family? I mean, these are serious questions, because you develop, I mean, you fall in love with family.
Yeah,
right?
They become your family.
They become your family. And the reason I'm asking is because Khloe Kardashian is the primary custodian of her exes, Tristan Thompson, his little brother, Omari. And she kind of explained why she decided to take this huge responsibility on.
People are always like, why did I do that? Why me and Tristan aren't together? Why would I take on helping with Omari? Tristan is in the NBA and he is in a different state literally every other day. And it's just not conducive for Omari to be on that many planes. Omari has a handful of seizures a day. So Omari stays in LA with me. Andrea, Tristan's mom, and I, we became such good friends. I had such a great relationship with Andrea. Me being in a relationship or not with Tristan, I still have this family that I've spent so many years with, that I have such connections with, that my relationship with Andrea has nothing to do with Tristan.
Do you think she's just doing that to stay around Tristan and kind of be in his life?
I do. I think that...
Hold on. Anthony asked a question. Otto, you think why? Why do you think she's doing that?
Because the relationship didn't work out. She obviously wants them to work out. And this is another tie to their family. She's doing it for his mother. She's doing it for him. But he's done nothing but cheat on her and be just a bad, you know...
Partner,
yeah.
But he's a good father. And I don't think that's it. I really don't. Because she already has ties to him. She gave birth to his children. So this is just an added... You know, this is out of the kindness of her heart. She loves this little boy, and she loved Tristan's
mom. That is true, yeah. She is doing something out of the kindness of her heart, because not everybody would do something like this.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know that I could. I'll be 100% honest. Like, just thinking about spending time with an ex's family, no. We're done. Like, why do I don't want to be around any of your family. I cut it off.
So if you and I didn't work out, that I would still have a relationship with your family. I would still have a relationship with Kirsten and Stasia. There's no way.
Well, you're a step-parent.
Yeah, I'm a step-parent.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way that we're cutting off 20 years of having a loving relationship just because you and I can't get along.
I don't know that how I would even feel about that.
I think they're adults now, so I don't think it would really be up to you.
That's actually what Holly Green said on our Facebook page. And she said, it is completely up to the stepchildren once they become adults if they want to keep a relationship going with their previous step-parent.
But what if they're little? Like, what if you split? Like, let's say you've been with somebody and they're like 2 years old and then you split and they're 12. That's a long time to just be cut off. So I really hadn't thought of it from that perspective, Otto, until you said that. Because it's not the kid's fault.
No.
And if the relationship between the parent, step-parent, and the child was good, that's a whole different story. And the parents just couldn't get along. Why would you tear that child away from somebody who loved him or her? You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but like, I didn't like any of my exes or their family. So it's unconceivable for me. Sorry, just not my thing. But I am happy that Khloe's doing this. I will say that. I think it's truly commendable.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Otto says one of your favorite candy bars that's been the same flavor for years is coming with something new. She's going to give us the details in food news. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez, inside the Progressive Studios.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Oh my gosh, this first hashtag. So a NASA astronaut with a serious medical condition returned to Earth with three others in the space agency's first medical evacuation ever.
Oh.
I know. Imagine being in space and you're like, I'm sick. You can't just drive home. It took a lot to get them back safely to make sure that he could seek medical attention. I don't know how he's doing. I'm assuming he's doing okay, right?
What was wrong with him? Reports.
We don't know. I thought he was in space.
Oh.
Not feeling well.
All right, they are taking these Marvel movie trailers a little too far now. I was like, well, that's how a superhero movie starts.
You're right.
Go to space, get sick, come back.
No, that's how virus
spread starts.
And
then all of a sudden
start.
You have all these powers.
You come back with some kind of alien in your chest and you bring it back. I'm like, oh my gosh. So the reason I had to hurry back is because they were in this very confined space.
And everybody could get sick,
Everybody could get sick, and Lord only knows what he had. Like, you're like, what? We don't know. But either way, it's successful. Thank goodness they're back, and that's all there is to it. Thank goodness they're back safely.
And they had, like, the landing was pretty tough, right? I mean, think about how tough you got to beat it in order to endure that, because I know when I get a cold, I can't even check an email.
And now you're sick, landing, and all that shaking is going on and stuff. Jeez. I just hope everybody's okay, and they didn't bring back some alien life form. All right, Otto, what do we have in food news?
Butterfinger's coming with a new flavor. It's called French toast.
Okay, delicious. I don't normally like peanut butter and chocolate, but I'm here for this.
I'm struggling to see what it's going to understand what it's going to taste like, because French toast really kind of just tastes like cinnamon and syrup. So is it going to be like a syrupy Butterfinger? Like what?
Syrupy peanut butter?
Yeah, I don't know about this, guys. Thing? Like, I'm optimistic because I love candy.
I love Butterfingers. I don't love French toast, but I have a feeling I'm going to like Butterfinger French toast.
Why don't you like French toast?
Because my mom used to make it, and it's just not good.
I'm going to make you some French toast. We've been married. You know why I've never made it? Because he said he didn't like it.
You don't like French toast?
I'll make you some. I promise
you'll
like it.
My entire life, I've despised French toast. I think it is because of the main source of where it came from. Now that I'm older and I know how you're supposed to make it, and I remember how my mom used to make it.
Yeah, Mama Maddox once told me, I swear, Anthony, she said this to me. We were out of eggs. I said, I got to go get some eggs. She's like, no, there's one. Just put some water in it.
And there you go.
I'll make you some French toast.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You can perform alongside Bad Bunny if you're between 5'7" and 6 feet inches tall at the Big Game Halftime Show February 8th.
Oh.
So
what's up with the height requirement for the show?
Here's what I think. So Bad Bunny is 6 foot tall, right? He's 6 feet tall, so he's not small by any means. But if you have someone who's 6'2", 6'3", next to you on TV, it makes you look really small.
It does.
And so 5'7", what I'm thinking is that he just wants everything to be kind of even. He's definitely
Is this for men
visually.
And women?
Yes, men and women. You have to be between 5'7".
So the women
seven.
Have to be kind of tall.
Yeah, I can't be in Bad Bunny's halftime show. I am challenged in the height area. I am 5'1¾". I always round it up because pretty much 5'2" when I
You're
have
shoes 5'2",
on. Yeah. Yeah. Otto, you could be in the show.
I could be. I'm.
Anthony, you could be in the show.
Wait, automatic? Are you?
I'm 6 foot.
Oh, 6 foot flat.
Yeah, I'm 6 foot.
There's
flat.
Also a height like limitation too.
Yeah, you can't be. That's what I'm saying. You cannot be taller because he doesn't want to look small. I loved Kendrick's performance. Let's be real. Kendrick Lamar was amazing, but there were so many memes after because he's a little bitty guy.
He's 5'5".
And so people were taking memes. You know, putting him in the palm of their hands and like, oh, it was amazing, and having him dance on their shoulders.
Which is kind
of
smart on Bad Bunny's part to get out in front of
them. I don't think Bad Bunny's height requirement is a byproduct.
Oh, you have
it's 100%.
To be. Dude, I mean, they
absolutely.
Were clowning Kendrick all for like 6 months after.
No, I think it's more of an issue of like the costume design and stuff like that. Like you have to, in order to be, because
it could be part of
we're
that.
We're not hiring people to literally stand next to Bad Bunny. You're going to be in the field of a sea of people.
But it should just be dance requirements then. Nah, it's about, I need to be the biggest guy out there. I really do feel that way.
As somebody who DJs for the NBA, I know how it can look on TV when you are standing next to somebody who's really tall.
So you're 6 feet.
I'm 6 feet, and I look really, really small standing next to these
How
guys.
Did you feel, Otto, when you first met, like, the first, or stood next to
the first
to
time
NBA
I met
player.
Giannis?
Giannis plays for what team?
The Bucks.
I don't know anything.
Milwaukee
so
Bucks.
How tall is he?
Close to 7 feet. But the thing is that he's a thick, muscular 7 feet. He could crush me with his hands.
Really?
Yeah, easily. It wouldn't even
Did you feel, do you feel little?
I do feel little. And that's the thing. Like, so when people see Steph Curry on TV.
I know
like,
who Steph Curry is.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's little. Look at him. He's little. He's taller than I am. He's 6'3". And he does
he
look little.
He just looks tiny next to all those other people. That's why Bad Bunny doesn't want to do this. I feel little around Otto. Otto hugs me and I'm like right above his belly. Like I'm just, I got the little nook between, you know, right where your chest and belly meet, you know, that little hole right there where the heart is, yeah. Right underneath the rib. That's kind of where my head,
so what are you
nook.
Clocking, like five flat or what?
5'2".
No, 5'2", 5'1 3/4. But I round it up because with my shoes, I'm 5'2". Yeah.
I know that I come up to a 7-footer shoulder. That's where I come up to.
Really, Otto?
Yeah.
So if you hugged Giannis, you would be right in the little
I'd have to get on my tippy toes to hug it.
I think he wants to look good, especially because he used to date Kendall Jenner. You know,
wait, what matters, height? Or?
Yeah, he wants to look good. No matter what, you know, he really liked her.
Okay.
She's the one that gets away from all the guys she dates. Kendall Jenner has dated many basketball players, including Devin Booker. Otto's the DJ for the Phoenix Suns, the NBA DJ. And Devin Booker plays for them. Kendall Jenner famously dated Devin Booker and Bad Bunny at the same time. She's tall. She's
lovely. Now
she's
dating Jaylen Brown.
Oh, and we're calling her the woman who got away.
Oh, she's totally the woman who got
away. I think it's
you gotta
the
love,
woman he dodged.
No.
I just love our feminine stance on this.
He wanted to wife her up. Everybody that dates Kendall Jenner wants to lock her down because she won't be locked down. Mm. And that's attractive to these men. That's why they keep going after her.
Where I'm from, they call that a sucia. That's not a kind thing to be.
A dirty girl.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.